Okay, today's daf is Pesachim, daf Kuf Gimel. Kuf Gimel 103, and we are on Kuf Beis and Beis, continuing in Arvei Pesachim. At Gufa, at the two dots, on Kuf Beis, Amid Beis. Just one ha'ara from yesterday, and that is, we discussed the mitzvah of the halacha, of Ein Ose Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. One is not allowed to double up on mitzvos, relating to the kosos, having two mitzvahs on one kos, and that's why the Gemara says that we're not allowed to do Birchas HaMazon and Havdalah on the same coast. And what about Havdalah and Kiddush? That's okay, because the Gemara said that's one idea. That's Chada Milsahi. Tosva said our minhag is to do Erusin and Nisuin are on two different kosos. And Tosva had two days between his day and Rabbeinu Meshulam, whether you could combine Sheva Brachas with Birchas HaMazon. One question that we didn't get to deal with was, so what happens a lot of times, we bench Al HaKos at Shalosh Udus, and then we don't drink the wine, and then we use it for Havdalah. Isn't that doubling up on mitzvos? And related to that is, why don't we drink the wine? Isn't there a din of drinking the wine by a kosher bracha, a special din? So the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim discussed it. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Tzadi Tes, Reish Tzadi Tes is the isser of eating or doing malacha before Havdalah, says the Shulchan Aruch, Kishaya Ochel V'chashcha. If someone is eating and it gets dark, right? Shalosh Udus. Sha'amarnu, she'eino tzorach lahafsik. We said you don't have to be mafsik. We like Rabbi Yossi, Shita. Gomer su'udaso. You finish your meal. Umivarech birchas hamazon al hakos. And you say birchas hamazon al hakos. V'yachach ma'avdolav. And then you make havdala on it. Sounds like it's the same kos. Sounds like. Doesn't say anything about not drinking the wine. Pashas is, you drink the wine. You do Birchas HaMazon and Havdalah. When do you daven Ma'arif? Doesn't say in the Shulchan Aruch. It just says, you make Birchas HaMazon, V'achach Ma'avdolav. V'im yesh lo shnei kosos, and if you have two kosos, says the Shulchan Aruch, Mivarech Birchas HaMazon al Echad u'Ma'avdol Echad. Like the Mark quoted from yesterday, if you have two kosos, don't do it, right? The Gemara says, im ein lo, you don't have a choice. You have to do two mitzvahs on one. But if you have a choice, says the Shulchan Aruch, 2 days, if you have two kosos, use it for two mitzvahs. But you only have one, then you don't have to. Says the Mishnah Berurah now, you make birchas hamazon al hakos, v'eino toamo ad achar avdala. If you're using one cup, you make avdala, and you make Habirchas HaMazon and Havdalah, but you don't taste it until after Havdalah. V'im yesh lo shnei kosos, right? The Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah points out the ratio was talking about if you only have one kos. Mevarech Birchas HaMazon on one, and you make Havdalah on the other. Umutr lishtos, now the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham, Umutr lishtos me'akos, afshehu kodem Havdalah. If you have two kosos, Birchas HaMazon, and you drink the wine, and then Havdalah and drink the wine. And you're allowed to do it even though it's before Havdalah. Why? The kosher Birchas HaMazon shayach l'su'uda. Because it's connected to the su'uda. V'kolzeh, and here's the key. V'kolzeh, these halachas only apply l'misha nizhar tamid l'varech halakos. For those who always say Birchas HaMazon halakos. Like the Shulchan Aruch quotes Deyas in Hilchas Birchas HaMazon and Chelek Beis of the Mishnah Berurah, which will come up in a couple of days. But Birchas HaMazon halakos, even biyachid, Chassam Sofer was makbid even biyachid to make Birchas HaMazon on a kos. So if somebody always says Birchas HaMazon on a kos, so then he's allowed to make Birchas HaMazon on a kos even as Shalosh Udus and drink the wine. Ava l'mishim avarech lif'amim below kos, but all of us, right, if sometimes we do it without a kos, even by a mezumen of three, l'fisha somech ala poskim disfir lo'udim of Birchas HaMazon to a kos, we all like the poskim that Birchas HaMazon does not need a kos, Aser lo lishtos atam yakosh Birchas HaMazon kodem Havdalah. That it's aser to drink the wine before Havdalah. Because you don't know what this isn't, but this is part of your suda. You don't do this most of the time. How can you say this is part of your suda? And therefore, you're not allowed to drink the wine. But they just one step further. If you're allowed to drink the wine, but you're still using it, isn't it still a violation of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos? So that's the Piskei Tshuva. The Piskei Tshuva is here, quotes Achronim and says no. Once you're not drinking the wine, and our minog is to have a hefsek, we're going to have a mirv in the middle, must that be that? That's why it's not a problem of Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. But it looks like a masa. You're getting rid of both of them. You're doing both mitzvahs quickly? No, you're not. You're not even finishing this mitzvah, and I'm having mirv for 10 minutes in between. So that's why there is no problem. Ula didan, says the Piskei Tshuvos, she'ein anu shosin mikos berchazavaz in the Suda Shlish. Just remember, according to Sfar, you take the Shulchan Aruch, Pashtus, is that if you only have what, right, you doesn't say anything about not drinking the wine. Right, the Magen Avraham, another Nosikilim, years later. But the Pashas of the Shulchan Aruch, that's why Sfarta custom many times is to drink the wine at Shalosh Shudis, especially if for someone who is always Makbid. But says the Piskei Tshuvos, Ulididan, She'ein Anu Shosim Mikos Berachas Amazo, the Zudish Leishis, Kisha Efshar, Mitzvah Menamuvchar Lahashiro, Lahachar Avdala, Vilishtoso, the Kivashish Hafsaka, Al Yedei Tfilas Arvis Kodim Avdala, Sitsi Davidi Meyer of anyway. So number one, you don't drink the wine because you're allowed to drink before Avdala, and you've already made Berachas Amazo. Isn't it part of the Suda? No, because I don't always use a kos for Avdala. For suud for brachas amazon. So that's why A, I'm not allowed to drink the wine. Question two, so why am I allowed to use the same kos for both mitzvos, brachas amazon and avdala, it's mefurish against the Gemara? The answer is because here you have like a big hafsik in between. You're not benching and saying avdala right away. You're not drinking the wine. And v'kivin sheish hafsaka ayde tefilas arvis kodem avdala shuv ein kpeda lahavdil al osu akos shebirch ola brachas amazon. V'kivin sheish hafsik bein hakadushos ein bazech shash de osa mitzvos chavilos. V'adaraba, it's just the opposite. Now we apply the opposite principle of kivin dis avid bechada mitzvah las avid be mitzvah achrisi. We just had that, right? Well, we saved the lulav to burn with the chametz. Ay, chavilos. It's not chavilos, chavilos. This mitzvah is finished. You have the chefsa shel mitzvah that's left over. If the chefsa shel mitzvah is left, so that's why, use it for another mitzvah. Like the Maharil, if your tzitzit string's ripped, so use it for bookmarks in your svarim. Right, whenever you do one mitzvah, right, the Erev Tefshilin. Right, once you use the chalaf Erev Tefshilin, so eat it on Shabbos. Right, so you could use it for another mitzvah. And that is why, that's the reason for the minhag of Ashkenazim not to drink the wine if you use a kos for the Birchas HaMazon by Shalosh Shudis, and why we don't drink the wine, and why we're allowed to use it for the Havdalah also. He quotes in the continuation, V'yesh Omrim, from the Eshel Avram, Shagamim Yavdil Miyav Lachar Birchas HaMazon, Lolof Saka Klal, even if you're going to make Havdalah right away. Let's say if somehow, I don't know, there was a Meir, you're going to have a Meir later, whatever the case is, Rashoy Lahavdil Osa Kosha Birich. You're still allowed to use the same kos. To Kivot Shaladidon Ain Rashoy Lishtoso, even forgetting the time hefsek, we're not allowed to drink it. That's what we paskin. It's like drinking before Avdallah. Shuv Ain Bokshash to Osa Mitzvah Chavilos. Velo Amar HaMachaber Dvarav Ela Lishitaso Sher Rashoy Lishtos Meakos. Shulchan Aruch might have only said a shita that you have to use two cups if you have two kosos, if according to Yeshita that he drinks the wine. He quotes, there are those that are machmir, das yach, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, that says if you have another cup, so you should have two different kosos, just like sheva brachas and benching. And again, he says tamid means even singular. The shaila is, how about a my Shabbos sheva brachas? I had a Sephardic Rav that was benching. We got a Sephardic Rav Badafka to bench at Shalosh Shudis. See, he drank the wine. The question is, could the Chassan and the Kala drink the wine? Are they any different? Is it a kosher bracha? Let's see, it's an Ashkenazic person, person benching. Is there any difference at a Sheva, if you have a Sheva Brachas at Shalosh Shudis? Does it make any difference if it's the last day of Sheva Brachas? If you don't do it now, you're finished? So he quotes also, Machlokas aposkim. Now Machlokas about the Minhagim. Amram Kashiyeh Sheva Brachas, Besud HaShlishis, HaMinhag. He quotes the Minhag from the Minchas Yitzchak, Sheshosim Me'akos, Hagam Shekvar Chasheich Halachar Tzezak Ochavim, V'yagam She'ino Nizar Tamil Baruch HaLakos. But Sheva Brachas you do. Why? Because you want to have Sheva Brachas. If you don't have Bari Perag Ofen, then you only have Shisha Brachas. And in Sheva Brachas, that goes together. We're going to get to Mitzvah later today. Why Sheva Brachas you have Bari Perag Ofen at the end and not at the beginning, like most Mitzvahs. Elo Shenechlegu HaMenhagim. Nechlegu the Machlokas is Im HaMezamein Hu Sheshosem Mikosha Brachas HaMazon. Oh, Nosim L'Chasim L'Kala L'Shtos. Machlokas, whether you Mezamein or you give it to the Chasim L'Kala, which is what Rav Moshe says. V'chein Matzidu Chiluki Menhagim Im L'Shtos Rovkos Otima Ba'alma. And some say, even by Sheva Brachas, not to drink anything, but to drink after. And he quotes in the footnotes here from Reb Chaim and the Brisker Rav, or Makpid, that to wake the Chassan and Kala wait, and to drink the wine after Berchas HaMazon. And B'Shem Rav Shlomo Zalman, that it has to be Dafka the Mizamin. Okay, different Minhagim, every person, after Avdallah, waiting for after Avdallah to drink the wine. And others say, no, only Chassan and Kala, the Mizamin. Different day is here, but again, that's an important sugya relating to a minhag of Klal Yisrael, which we have to relate to yesterday's halacha of Einos HaMitzvos Chavilos. Okay, we continue. By the way, I was at the end of the year, I didn't get to mention, there is a daya, we spoke yesterday about the concept of neshama yaseira on yantif. We quoted the machlokas rishonim. Whether there is a neshama yaseira on yantif, nafkamina, you have to do besamim on motzei yantif. So he said, everybody agrees you don't do besamim on motzei yantif. Machlokas is why. You don't go from one extreme to another, the Ran says. The Rashbam says, you had neshama yaseira on yantif, but now we mentioned from the achronim that it's really you're creating it. There is one day in the Tosfos Rid, quotes that in Italy, some people use besamim for motzei yantif. So just know that there is a day out there that's not our minhag. There's a day out there that they did use besamim for motzei yantif. Okay, we continue now. Gufa, says the Gemara, on kuf beis amid beis. Gufa, yantif, shechalios achar ha-shabbos. Again, yantif's on Sunday. So we know on motzei Shabbos, we have to do havdalah, we have to do kiddush. What order do we do it in? So every permutation, whatever order you want, is right here in the Gemara. Not that you can do anything you want, but every order is here in the Gemara. Rav Amar, we had the first two yesterday. Rav Amar, Yakne, Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah. Right, you have Kiddush, says Rav, you make Kiddush first. Right, because you want to be Machnes the Kedusha in. So you have Bari Pura Gafen, and then you have Kiddush of Yantif, and then you have Ner and Havdalah. So first you do the Kiddush, and then you do the Ner. Right, the Rashbam quotes two days. Number one, Kedushas Hayom is better than Havdalah. Kiddush comes before Havdalah. And number two, if you do Havdalah first, it's Nechshav Kamasui. It appears like you're trying to get rid of Shabbos. Even though you are, because it's going to be Yantif, but still, delay Havdalah as much as you can. It's, by the way, why the Shulchan Aruch says, we say Vihinoam and Viata Kadosh. We want to delay Shabbos another couple of seconds. Another couple of minutes. We try to delay it as much as we can. That is good. That is Rav Shita. Ushmuel Amar, no. Yanhak. Yayin Ner Havdalah Kiddush. Why is that? So again, the Gemara doesn't say any of the Svaras here. The Rashbam gives the Svara for every Shita. In this group. So Shmuel says, Yayin Ner Havdalah Kiddush. As we'll see, Havdalah comes before Kiddush. You have to first, close off the Kedusha of Shabbos before you start the Kedusha of Yantif. And therefore you do all of Havdalah. What do you do by Havdalah? You always do Yayin Ner Havdalah. Remember, Besamim is not here. And then you make Kiddush. That's Shmuel Shita. Viraba Amar Yahanak. Rabba says, Yayin Havdalah near Kiddush. What's the reason for that? Says the first Rashbam. He holds like Rav fundamentally that we want to demashvi ma'or. We want to have Nair between Kiddush and Havdalah. She'ein nachon be'einav shel Rav lismach Havdalah Kiddush. You don't have Havdalah and Kiddush right next to each other. Why? Interesting line. She'zeh machish kocho shel zeh. Ha'kiddush ozeyu kodesh v'havdalah ozeyu kodesh kal. Kiddush and Havdalah are opposites. Like we said before, yes, they're chada milsahi, but they're going in opposite directions. They both relate to the kedusha of the present state. So we don't want to have them right next to each other. So that's why Rabbah says, I have to have something between Havdalah and Kiddush. So I put the Nair in between Havdalah and Kiddush. But Berachas Gafen goes first, because that's Tadir. Always goes first. And then you want to have a break between Kiddush and Havdalah. So that's why you have the Nair in between and you do Havdalah before Kiddush, was because he holds like Shmuel. Wonderful. Velevi Amar Kinya. Kiddush Nair Yayin Havdalah. What's the reason for that? Because Kiddush Hayom, the Rashbam says, Kiddush Kodem Havdalah. You want Kiddush before Havdalah? That's the fundamental machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Kiddush before Havdalah, Havdalah before Kiddush. The machlokas is about the other brachas. So you have Kiddush before Havdalah like Rav. And once, continues the Rashbam, She'im Kein, V'lama Eino Rotsa Lomar Yayin Bereisha, you don't make Berei Pirkei Avin first, L'fi She'im Kein Eino Nira Kamavdil Ala Yayin. It's too far away from Havdalah. You need Berei Pirkei Avin somewhere near the Havdalah. So that is why you do it afterwards, next to the Havdalah, but you have to do Kiddush first. And Iker Havdalah lo tiknu ela ala yayin. But Kiddush, you can make ala pas. That's why having it a little further from Kiddush is okay, because you have another option by Kiddush. Havdalah you can only make on a drink. And Havdalah is at the end, like every other Motzoi Shabbos, says Levi. So that's Kiddush, Ner, Yayin, Havdalah. V'rabbanan Avri, Kina, Kiddush, Yayin. Again, Kiddush before Havdalah like Rav, and he wants to have Yayin, Verotzenami. I'm reading the Rashbam again. Verotzenami lismoch Yayin lahavdalah tfeimi Kiddush. And again, he wants to put Yayin next, as close as he can. Hilkach, Kiddush comes first, and then you have regular Havdalah. So you have Kiddush, and then you have Ner, Yayin, Havdalah. Marbre de Ravina Amar. Two more shitas. Nakia. You have Ner and Kiddush. And Yayin Havdalah. So Kiddush comes before Havdalah like Rav Shita. And then what? And Yayin, he doesn't want to put right next, Yayin, he wants to put next to Havdalah. That's why that's second to last. But Ner is first, according to the Shita. Why? Because every Motzi Shabbos, it comes before Havdalah. Rather, Rashbam, fifth medium line. So I call Motzi Shabbos called him Havdalah. Lefi Shenene Botchila. You get Hana from it right away. Hakanami kodem l'kiddush. So it goes before Havdalah, goes before Kiddush, because you get Hana from it right away. By the way, I forgot to mention, tonight there'll be a Daf P'i in Shir, 9:30, on the Bracha of Kiddush, and related issues, as much as we have time for. So tonight, be a Daf P'i in Shir about that. But again, Havdalah, there is a Machlokas Rishonim, but Hashem will touch on, not today, relating to the what type of Bracha is Borei Marei Ha'esh. Right, it says you get Hana right away. Is it a Brachas Hanehenin? What's the problem with saying Borei Marei Ha'esh is Berachas Hanehenin? Then every time you see a candle, you should have to make a bracha. Berachas Hanehenin. If I see a candle on Tuesday afternoon, I should have to make a bracha. So that's why it sounds like it's not a Berachas Hanehenin. Right? It's Pashto said Berachas according to Rov Rishonim and Berachas Shevach Vahodah. Right? It's Shevach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or with the help of Adam, created fire on Motzi Shabbos. That's why we do it then. Based on the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, that Adam Arisha was very depressed, and finally Hashem showed him fire, or he made fire, different versions, and that's what we remember on Motzi Shabbos. That's why Dafka, Havdalah, fire is fire that was created on Motzi Shabbos. We don't use what we use on Yom Kippur of a Ner Sheshavas. Right? Dafka used something that was created because that's what we are remembering. But the big Nafkamina is, when do I look at my fingernails? So I look at my fingernails before I make the bracha or after I make the bracha. If it's a Berachas Hananin, according to some Rishonim, I would make the bracha before and then get Hana. Like every Berachas Hananin. If it's Shevach Vahodah, I would first look at my fingers, like every Shevach is reaction. And then I get Hana, and then I would make the bracha. So some poskim say you should try to do both. Try to do both. Make the bracha. Look at the candles, and then keep looking. Keep looking before. Look at after. Right? Try to cover your bases. Either way, that's nakia. Marsa Amar Mishmed Reb Yeshua Nihak Ner Yayin Havdalah Kiddush. What's Nihak? So again, the Rashbam goes through the dais here. You want to have Ner first because you want that's the one that you get Hana'a from first. Havdalah and Kiddush, he doesn't mind having together, and he wants the Borei Paragafen to be going on both, and that's why he has it even beforehand. Stop there for a minute. The Chashuke Chemed here discusses on this line, he has a case of, what about Motzai Yom Kippur, Shechal B'Shabbos, right? Shechal, Motzai Yom Kippur, Shechal B'Shabbos, is that like this year and next year. Those who didn't look. Haim yivarech al habisamim lifnei havdalah v'yetze yidei kulam. Meaning, what? There's a machlokas haposkin. The Shulchan Aruch quotes 2 days. To use besamim on this type of year, on Motzoi Shabbos, Motzoi Yom Kippur. To use besamim, do we say, well, I'm losing our neshama yaseira? But, or do we say, no, well, you weren't in such a great state on Shabbos, this Shabbos, because you were Yom Kippur. So that's there's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Tav Reish Chav Dalid Gimel Mavdilin Alakos Ve'ein Mavarchan Al Besamim Afilu Mchalios B'Shabes. Shulchan Aruch, I'm sorry, I only quotes 1 day. No Besamim. So that's not what we did. We all use Besamim. Shulchan Aruch quotes No Besamim on Motzoi Shabbos, Motzoi Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah Berurah V'Afilu B'Yom Kippurim Lohayabon V'Afilu B'Yom Kippurim Lohayabon Hashem Yisayrim Bnei Atainis Aval Rabim Me'Achronim Cholkin Alzeh. Many Achronim argue on this Shulchan Aruch. The Bach, the Abu Drum, Rishonim, the Marshal, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, the Graz, Shneil Zalman, the Matei Ephraim, the Big Dayesha. Many Achronim. And therefore, they hold this over. The Kashachal B'Shabbos, Yishal Varech Al B'Samim. The Ein Kan Chashash Brachal Avatala, Kivish Shenene. And therefore, there is no problem. And in the Shara Tzion, Ayin Shem Shekosav, the other Abba, B'Yom HaKippur, B'Vadai, Hoyibo Gapkin, Shem Yisera, Kashachal B'Shabbos. No, it might be even more so. Either way, we're all the Shem on Yom Kippur. Right? We're no goof. Either way, it's machlokas aposkim whether to use besamim or not. So the question that the Chashuke Chema deals with is, right, this Gemara is talking about the order of Havdalah. So what do you do in our case? Machlokas aposkim. Maybe there was a suggestion made, maybe do besamim before Havdalah. You don't have a hefsek, and if according to the poskim, let's say you're not allowed to have, you shouldn't have besamim. So that was the Shaila. Ha'im yish levarech.
Let's
V'yomar gefen ner v'avdala. Hayemetazu mo'ila olo. Is this etza mo'il or not? Right? Should you have it? So he quotes, l'chor ha'yefshar lomar. He says, it's possible to say that that type of besamim is meaningless. You could do it, but that's not part of the havdala. Besamim of havdala is when it's integrated into the havdala itself. But in this case, when you do it before and you smell beforehand, eino nachsheves kebesamim malakos. V'rakish omrim tchila bari peragafen. Od nachshevim abesamim kilo omrim malakos. Avalam yomer b'emrei besamim lefnei berachas hayayin. Ein baze shum maila. Uke klum damya. Ta'atakana haisel avarech halakos. So he says, I'm not sure if it would work. And then he quotes from Rav Yashiv, from the Kovetz Shuvas, and he quotes from one of the Admorim. He suggested to him to make Besamim before Avdallah, as we just said, and then after Bray Pragafen, smell again. Right? To have it, just don't make the bracha in between. And Rav Yashiv thought it was, no, it would be a hefsik. It would be a hefsik. Because she ariach achar brechaz agav, and avim hefsik, mean brechaz agav, and brechaz amavdil. Lefi shitos shein mevarech ala besamim. So therefore, he thinks that, do whatever the minhag is. Achronim say it's okay, so you have to put it in and do a regular havdalah. He doesn't quote it, but it relates a little bit. I just thought of it now. It relates a little bit to something we discussed back in Brachos and elsewhere, and that is Tfilas HaDerech. Tfilas HaDerech. We know Tfilas HaDerech is the Yerushan that we say when we are on the Derech. There is a Deya quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. In Tfilas HaDerech, Nilchas Tfilah. The Maharami Rutenberg. Maharami Rutenberg was machmir to try to always make Tfilas HaDerech bracha hasmucha l'chaverta. He always tried to get it next to another bracha, just like other brachas that don't start with a bracha d'Hashem. So there are different days. What should you do? Should you make an Asher Yatzar? And then Afilu Asos, Yerusal Avadachar. That's what some people say. Make an Asher Yatzar. Some say an Ala Michya. Right? What bracha? You need a bracha. Birchas HaShachar. Right, maybe that's according to some, the Taz that says you can make the Berach Tfilas HaDerech even before you leave, when you have Das to leave. Different dais. But on the side of the Gemara, the Chassam Sofer quotes his Rebbe, the Rebbe Nachman Adler, who says he always made a Birchas HaReach and then made said Tfilas HaDerech. Birchas HaReach, so Pashas, he smelled. And then he made. So is that a hefsik? Is the smelling a hefsik? So maybe that's like the Lishitas, the same issue here. Would the smelling be a hefsik? If it's a hefsik, then it doesn't help for Tfilas HaDerech. If it's not such a hefsik, it's just smelling. You breathe anyway. So now you're just breathing in a nice smell. So is that such a hefsik? Right, so maybe that's the same issue. Again, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the Chidush Chasam Sofer on Shulchan Aruch quotes from Nassan Adler, who always tried to make it Berachas HaReach. But either way, that's the in terms of Besamim on Motzai Shabbos Yom Kippur. Got to remember that for next year.
Regular Motzi Shabbos
of Yontif.
When would you say
Besamim? Regular Motzi Shabbos going into Yontif, there is no Besamim. That's what we spoke about yesterday. That's all these days. That's the there's no Neshama Yisera. Yeah.
And the Ner.
And the Ner and Motzi Shabbos of that's needed. That's
Shabbos or not?
Not Ner Shashavas. Not a Ner Shashavas. Because the Ner Shashavas, the Motzoi Yom Kippur having a candle is a minhag. Right? The Motzoi Yom Kippur having a candle is a minhag. Motzoi Shabbos having a candle is a Tekanat Rabbanan. Right, to have the candle. That overrules. That's where you need not a Ner Shashavas. Not a Ner Shashavas. Vaiter. Says the Gemara, Shalach le'avua de Shmuel le'rebi yelamdeinu rabbeinu seder avdala seich. Okay, there's plenty of different shitas here. Six different shitas. What exactly do I do? Shalach le'kach amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi sh'amar mishum aviv sh'amar mishum Rabbi Shur ben Chananya nahik. Okay, I'll give you another shita. Right? Ner Havdala Yayin Kiddush. So you do the Ner first, again, before Avdala, because Avdala comes before Kiddush, and the Ner goes Tchila, because you want to have the Yayin next to the Kiddush and next to the Havdala. So you put it in between. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Mashal Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. What is the Mashal Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya? That you do Havdala first, and then you have Kiddush, and you take out the candle first. Lamelech Sheyotze, it's like a king that's leaving. V'yafark is Nichnas, and the officer's coming in. Malavinas HaMelech, you go out with the king, with the candle. V'yakach Yotzen, Likras HaFarkas, the king's going out, Shabbos is going out. So you have the candle that accompanies out Shabbos, and you make Havdala, and then you go in, and you bring in Yantif. Havda mavda mikodesh lakodesh. My haviala. So lamaisa, what do we do? So abaya amar yakzina. So now we throw in the shechianu because we assume all of the previous ones we're all talking about Pesach. Shvi shel Pesach, the only yontif that you don't make a shechianu. But let's say you do make a shechianu. So what do you do? Abaya says yakzina yain kiddush zman ner havdala. For Rava amar, of course, what we do yak nahaz. Yak Nahaz, we do Yayin Kiddush. We do Kiddush before Avdallah. Right? We don't finish off the Shabbos first. We first bring in the Yontif. Right? Why do we do that? So it's Pashas, because we don't want it to feel like a burden. Shitas Rav. Right? We do Kiddush for first. We don't want it to feel like a burden, so we make Kiddush first. And then we do Havdalah, and we do Shechianu at the end, because Shechianu is always at the end. Yak Nahaz, and we do Bray Paragafen first, because Tadav Sheino Tadav, that's what sets the tone, that is what is always first. Yak Nahaz, the Hilchasa Karava, and that is what we hold. We go like Rava. Tosfos says this is not one of the Yalkagams to go like Abaya. We know we always go like Rava, except by those six cases, which is Machlokas, about one or two of them, what they are. But either way, Tosfos says we paskin like Rava, because it's not one of the Yalkagams, and we do Yak Nahaz. Beautiful. The Birkei Yosef, the Chida, in his commentary here, discusses, could you ever make Havdalah on bread? Pashas, you can't make Havdalah on bread. Right? What happens if you're making Kiddush at the same time? So, could you then make, you're doing Yak Nahaz. Could you make Kiddush on bread, or Havdalah on bread? See, first he quotes the Machlokes Gaonim. He quotes in Reish Tzadi Vav. Ra'isi b'seder of Amram. Ein mavdilin ala pas kol ikar. Matam sheina dome havdalah lekiddush. Vibdesha kiddush e efshar lo shalo lisod. Taka amrinan in kiddush ala makam suda. Why is that? Why are you allowed to make kiddush on bread and not havdalah? Because kiddush has a halacha, as we saw 2 days ago, of makam suda. So it has shaychus to the suda. So that's why you could use a suda even for kiddush. V'kiva sheshulchanu kavua, v'su'uda kavua, that's why you're allowed to use. V'yef shalo shalo lisod mekadesh ala pas, and that's why you could use bread. But, b'bosi kshabis klum su'udaso kavua, do you have a su'udas keva right afterwards? Is there any din of kiddush havdala b'malkam su'uda? No, you could have b'malkam an hour later. V'shulchan kavua upas b'su'kenes lefanav, shenota pas u'mavdalel? No, hilkach ein mavdilan ala pas. That's what he says, Rav Amram. Who, by the way, gets the credit for writing the first sitter. Rav Amram Gon, right? Who wrote the first sitter? Pashas is the sitter of Rav Amram Gon. V'yachar kach gabi yontif shechal b'mozi Shabbos. And then, even if yontif falls out of Mozi Shabbos, says Rav Amram Gon, v'im ein lo yayin, wow, mavdil al hapas. You can never use bread for Abdallah unless you're doing Yak Nahaz. Unless it's yontif on Sunday. V'yavol b'shechazav l'lamala, that you can't use bread, but that's only usually. Because you're not having a suda there. Aval mozi Shabbos v'yantif yesh kiddush v'avdala. V'mein lo yayin v'avdala pas v'shaper dami v'kach omer tam adunenu ma'arenenu rav tzado gon zatzal. Ilu amda holcha denahik have amri. And he says, if we would have held like the shita of ner, havdala, yayin, kiddush, I would have said fine. Because avdala comes first, you can't make avdala ala pas. But because we hold yak nahaz, that you make kiddush first and you know how to do Kiddush on bread. V'kiva the kiddush omer tchila naase kiddush ala pas v'havdala tfeila lo. V'hilkach mishein lo yayin b'varech hamotzi v'achar kach asher b'achar banu. And you go there, you say the regular, is that a bread for a guffin? You just put it in the motzi. Would it be better to be make it on hamotzi or chamar medina? Because you're talking about kiddush too. Talking about kiddush too. And you gotta figure out the, think about it. Gotta think about it. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna by Yehuda Iklan Lebe Rava. Rav Huna visited Rava. Aisu lekamayhu ma'or ubisamim baruch Rava abisamim bereisha. He made a bracha on besamim first. The Hadar Amar. This is a regular week, regular Motzi Shabbos. Where we're talking about besamim, regular Motzi Shabbos. So he made the bracha besamim before Nair, like we do. Amar lei v'ha bein besamim bein besilah mar bereisha v'hadar abisamim. But didn't we learn the machlok and the sharon beis hillel, but they both agree that you do the candle first? No. Umayhi, what's that referring to? It's not. The Mishnah says in the 8th paragraph of Maseches Brachos, Beishamei omrim, ner umazon besamim v'avdala. Ubeis hillel omrim, ner ubesamim umazon v'avdala. If you're doing brachas amazon and avdala together, everybody agrees that ner goes before besamim. So, ani rava basrei, no. Va'amar zude Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's version of the machlokes. Bishamei and Beis Hillel. Aval Reb Yehuda omer, lo nechlugu Bishamei Beis Hillel al amazon shi b'tchila. No, Rabbi Yehuda old, everybody agrees that berchaz amazon goes first. Right, that chiev came first, and the Rashbam adds in, ein ma'avir na l'mitzvos. V'al havdala shi basof. Everybody agrees berchaz amazon is first, and havdala is last. Al ma nechlugu al amar, v'al basamim. The machlokas is nearer besamim, shebeishamei omrim ma'or, v'yachar kach besamim, u'beisil omrim besamim v'achar kach ma'or. Right, and that is what we do. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, Nagu Ha'am Kebeis Hillel, V'yalivad Rabbi Yehuda. That is what we do. We do on a regular Motzei Shabbos, we do Besamim first. Why? Why do we do Besamim first? So that is a Ritva. The Ritva in Brachas, on Daf Nun Gimel. The Ritva says, why do we do Besamim first? Beis Hillel Omer Mevarech Al Besamim, Shehi Ba'al Lekavet Shabbos, Mishum Neshama Yisera. Because that's first having Shabbos, and the Ner has to do with something that happened on Motzei Shabbos. And the Besamim has to do with something that has to do with Shabbos. That's why we do Besamim first. Right? We do that every Shabbos of our lives. Do we ever think about it? Why we do Besamim first? Right here. Right? We do Besamim first. Beis Shammai says you do Mar first because that's where you get Hanah from right away. The candle's lit. You're getting benefit from it. Even before I put my fingernails next to it. But Beis Hillel says, you make Besamim first, you do Besamim first, because that's Baal HaKavod Shabbos, because of the Neshama Yisera. And that's why some Rishonim give a Siman Lazeh, Besamim Rosh. Besamim Rosh, Besamim go first. Besamim Rosh, name of a Sefer. Besamim Rosh, we thought it used to be the Rosh, but found out later scholars said no. Okay, we go weiter. Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba iklo lebe Rava. Rabbi Abba came to visit Rava. Chazi de bar Puragafen akisa kama. He saw that he made bar Puragafen on one coast. Vihader barach akisa de berchasa v'ishti. And then he made a bracha on the second coast during the meal. He made a bracha on a cup right first. This is talking about a regular meal. It was Shabbos and it was during a meal and he made a bracha on kos during the meal, let's say, and then he made another bracha bar pragafen on the kos of benching, and he drank. Didn't you make a bar pragafen during your meal? Let's say you had wine during shalosh shudas. You make a bar pragafen. So he asks him, why are you making another bracha on the kos of berachas amazon? So Amar Lei, he says, why? Let me explain to you why. Ki avina be'reish galusa hach yavdinan. This is what they did in the Reish Galusa's house. Amar Lei, tenach be'reish galusa. Find the Reish Galusa's, as I understand, to hach yavid. This is what they did. Why? To savig ma'isilan, savig lo ma'isilan. There, you're never sure if you're going to get another cup. You think the cup of wine that you have is all that you're going to have. So all da'as that you had is on the wine that's in front of you, this cup. But hacha hamana kasa kaman. Here, you know you're going to bench a la kos. You see the other cup in front of you. V'day tinilave. Why are you making another birchas hamazon, even though you, another bray peragafen, if you just made a bray peragafen a couple of minutes ago during your meal? Amar le ana avdi katami de derav. Because I call the Talmid like the Talmid of Rav, the Rav Bruna, the Rav Chananel, Talmid of the Rav Aviyasvi Bisudasa. They were sitting in a meal. Koi alayu Rav Yeba Saba. Rav Yeba Saba was serving them. He was the waiter. Omar le Havlon v'Nivrach. He says to them, "You know what? Let's bench." Right? There were two of them. They were having a mezum. He says, "Havlon v'Nivrach. Let's do Berachas Amazon." And then they decided, you know what? I still want one more to drink. Lesof amrule havlam vinishtei. But then they said, you know what? We're not finished yet. Even though they had decided to bench, then they decided to drink again. Amar lahu hachi amarav. He says to them, what do you mean? Rav said, kiven da amrisu havlam vinivrach. Since we decided to bench, itzer alechulamishtei. We have asserted on ourselves to drink. My taima da aschisu da taichu. We had a hesach adas. And that is the reason. If somebody's ready to bench, and then all of a sudden something new comes out that they didn't realize, and they want to eat it, they have to make a new bracha. That is why we paskin. After Mayim Achronim, you're not allowed to eat it. If you want to eat again, you have to make a new bracha. Because that's considered a Hesach Adas. Even without Mayim Achronim, if somebody really decided in their mind they weren't going to eat again, they were ready to bench, and then they decide to eat something else, they didn't realize this is also for dessert. I thought we're having dessert after benching. Right, whatever the case is, then one, that's Gemara. Ascha daitaychu, and they have to make a new bracha.
Okay.
And therefore, good question. Why is it hesach adas? Even though they know, but by definition, the Gemara is saying that here, even if they just decided, if you have berachas hamazon, that's considered a real bona fide hefsek objectively. Even if you know, but that is mafsik your previous das, and therefore it is. Look at the bottom line. Bottom line of the Rashbam on the previous Amud, v'chibachisu b'kama lohavidaitaychu akisa achrin v'avilei kol chad ketchila suudaso. It's like a new suuda after Birchas Hamazon, even though you knew about it, and therefore one needs to make a new bracha. You see the second Rashbam also on this Amud. Alma, birchas hamazon asuchi daitahu. Even just thinking about benching is a hesach hadas. Now this is actual benching. That's what we do. That's what we do. We make a new bray per gafen. Right after birchas hamazon. A couple of important points on this daf. First of all, the Aruch HaShulchan says, well, you know what you see from this Gemara? This Gemara is the source for Rabbi Sayin of Arich. Right, if you look in the seventh parak in Brachas, when we talk about Zimun, where does Zimun start? Zimun starts with Bereshus, right? Where you say right, Nevarich Shachana Mishalo. Look in the Mishnah in Brach, Nevarich Elokeinu. What's the whole beginning? The whole beginning says the Aruch HaShulchan. It's our Gemara. Because you see, Havlan v'Nivrach. You see, someone is introducing and getting everybody together. Let's bench. That's this Gemara. That's not over there. And that's what he says. In this Aruch HaShulchan in Kuf Tzadi Beis, he says, "Bipsachim Kuf Gimel, Mashpesh, Shekod Nebrechas HaZimun, Haliyah Omen Havalam V'Nivrach, V'ulay Dimizen HaMinag, Shelanu, Sheomrim Mikodem, Rabosai Mir Vilin Benchen." Right? You got Yiddish in the Aruch HaShulchan. V'onin, Hishem Hashem Barach V'Tav Adalam, V'kenu B'Zohar, Dvarim Shetzarech Hazmana, Lazeh Sheyomur Shemechinim Atzmam. You got to prepare yourself for mitzvahs. And now he explains. Oh, I would have put this in the parsha shir, but I only saw this yesterday after I already made it. The Hava hu Lashon Hazmana, v'chein b'kedusha, kisha amar b'kasuv, havu Lashem kavod va'oz. U'Moshe Rabbeinu, kisha nitztava limnos dayanim, v'shoftim, amar, havu lachem anashim. Get ready. That's a lot of havus. V'lachein, kol mitzvah tzricha hazmana. Every mitzvah need hazmana. That's a take-home Aruch HaShulchan. Kuf Tzadi Beis. V'hine, and he says, v'chol mitzvah masios. Every mitzvah, usually you have a built-in hazmana. What's that? Yish bracha mikodem v'hi hi ha hazmana avo birchas hamazon shaha mitzvah hi ha bracha be'atzma. There is no birchas hamitzvah tzarech hachana kodem ha-bracha lachein omrim havlan v'nivrach v'milashen hava shezeh hazmana. Right? What about Kiddush? Maybe we get into it with Yom HaShishi with the Eidus part of it. That's also part of it. Again, what about there are a couple of there are other answers to why we don't make a birchas hamitzvah on benching and others, but that's birchas hamazon. Related to this is obviously the tshuva of the Noda Yehuda, the well-known tshuva of the Noda Yehuda about L'shem Yichud, Noda Yehuda in Yaradeya, Chelek Aleph, Simin Tzadi Gimel, he asks, his Talmud, I don't know what his Talmud was thinking, his Talmud asked him, what is the proper nusach for the L'shem Yichud? Don't ask that question to the Noda Yehuda. But Baruch Hashem, he did, so we get to hear the answer of the Noda Yehuda. He says, you ask me the proper nusach? He says, who says that you should say it in the first place? L'shem Yichud Kutshav Richo, he says, Hinei b'nei achato sho'olani nusach amiraso, Yosef roi l'shol imno makitoba amiraso, uladaiti zera'a chole bidoreinu, v'yaladara shelefanaiz lefneiz ma'aninu lo yadu minusach zeh. Nobody ever said this before, says the Noda Yehuda, early 1800s. V'lo amrua, v'haya amelim kol yamein b'torv mitzvahs. They were very fine religious Orthodox Jews. V'hakol api torv api poskim. Asher devreim novim imakor ma'im chayim yama talmud v'chulu. Avo v'dereinu zeh, azvu as toras Hashem, umakor ma'im chayim shnei talmudim, babli Yerushalmi, lachso b'hem boros nishbarim v'chulu. V'al hadar hayasam hazeh. And here's the controversial line that Rav Shatter quotes over. I don't have an older Noda Yehuda, but he said this was how it was printed in the early Noda Yehudas. Right, the pasuk says, "I'll read you in mind." The aladara yasam hazeh ani omer yisharim darchi Hashem tzadikim yelchu bam vachasidim yikashlu bam. The pasuk is poshim yikashlu bam. So the Noda Yehuda changed it to chasidim yikashlu bam because he was against a lot of the early Hasidic movement. And he changed the pasuk as a dig to the chasidim. The later publishers of the Noda Yehuda knew it was an insult, so they changed it back to poshim yikash lubam. The later publishers, but then it doesn't make sense. What is he quoting the pasuk for there? So the later publishers realized it was the Noda Yehuda, so they changed it back. At least mine says v'chasidim. And then he says, "What you need to get ready for the mitzvah? That's the bracha. That's the bracha. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't quote the Nodeh Bihuda. Okay, but either way, that's the point of a bracha, is to get ready. What do you need a L'shem Yuchad for? And we don't understand what it means, all the spheres and the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, just say the bracha properly. And if you don't, if there's a mitzvah without a bracha, so then what do? So he says, then I say to myself, I'm getting ready to do the mitzvah. V'chol mitzvah sheish bracha l'vanei, n'sorach lomar, shum dvar, dvar l'fanei raka bracha, v'chol dvar she'ena bracha l'vanei, ani yon noheg lomar b'fi, hinini oseh dvar zeh l'kai mitzvah z'bari, u'bezeh daivein z'orach yotzer. So I'm not sure if he would be against the regular hinini mechavein, right? Hinini, l'shem, that first line he's against, obviously, with the shem havaya. But the rest of it, which is us, I'm getting ready to do the mitzvah, maybe you'd be okay with that. I'm not sure. But either way, he says to have the kavana of the pirush hamilus. V'chol ha-tikunim l'mala na'asim me'aleim ha'idei ma'aseinu. You don't have to talk about the tikunim. Anyway, that's the Aruch HaShulchan, that's the Nodeh B'Yehuda. The rush on our Gemara, also just two other points and then we'll continue. The rush on our Gemara, right here in the back says, we're talking all about right birchas hamazon, and you make a bracha afterwards. Why is it that you make when you bench, you make the bari paragafen afterwards, and by every other mitzvah that we do with a kos, we make the bari paragafen first? Marriage, pidyon haben, bris milah, you always make the bracha first. So explains the rush right here in the back. The rush says because birchas hamazon, as we see here, is a hefsek. So if you have if you say bari paragafen, then you would make birchas hamazon. Then it's too much of a hefsek between the bracha and drinking the wine. And you have to make a new bracha paragafen. So it wouldn't work anyway. That's why you have to do it afterwards. Everything else is not really a hefsek. It's not so much of a hefsek. Bracha hamazon means you are thanking Hashem for everything you have eaten beforehand. And acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the, right, all the other messages of benching. So bracha hamazon would ruin the first bracha paragafen. That is why usually we like to start with bracha paragafen, but by bracha hamazon we can't, and therefore we do bracha hamazon afterwards. Fine, one final point, and that is, again here from the Chashuk Echem, and he quotes here, what happens if a doctor gets a call in the middle of a meal? Middle of a meal, b'emsa suda. Somebody fainted, somebody's having a heart attack, and he gets up, gets his radio, gets his hatzala member, and he goes, and by the time he gets to the door, he didn't even leave his house yet. They call him and say, you know, you're not needed, either one direction or the other direction. He goes back to his meal. Does he have to make a new bracha? Is that a hesach hadas? He didn't leave his room yet, but he had kavana to leave. He siach hazaito milaham shich lecho. And then when he gets the call left, is it anything worse than havlon v'nivrach? Havlon v'nivrach? So he says, well, here you're doing a mitzvah. Here you're doing something that's an ones. It's not that you ended your meal on purpose. So he says, maybe you don't have to make a new bracha. Maybe you don't have to make a new bracha because also you didn't have a zman katsov. You were definitely going to go out for hours. You didn't know how long it was going to take. It was unending, open. Okay. Either way, that says Hakadas. Vaiter. These three people, these three Amoram, were sitting in a Zuda. The Koyalai of Achabre de Rava. Amemer Baruch. So all different days. Amemer Baruch, I'll call Kasa Vakasa. Amemer made a Borek Paragafin on every kos of wine that he had. Umarzutra Baruch Akisa Kama Vakisa Basra. Marzutra made a bracha on the first cup during the meal and on the kos after Berchas Amazo. But Rav Ashi Baruch Akisa Kama Vasulo Baruch. Rav Ashi made a bracha on the one during the meal and that's it. He didn't even make the bracha. Why? Because he did not hold like the Talmidim of Rav. He held that Berchas Amazo is not a hefsek. And he had in mind the bracha, the kos after benching. Amar Lahu Rav Acha Barav Rava Anan Kama Nevid. So Rav Acha Barava, the waiter, said, all you three great rabbis did something different. What am I supposed to do? So, Amemer Amar, Nimlachana. Amemer says, well, I tell you why I made a bracha on every cup, because I kept changing my mind. I thought I was finished. And then I had another one. Marzutra Amar, Anota Avdika Tamidi Rav. Well, I followed Tamidim of Rav. One bracha on the ones during the meal, and then you have to make a bracha on the one after benching. Varavashi Amar, Les Hilchaza Kadamidi Rav. Varavashi says, no, I didn't make a bracha at all on the one after benching, because I don't think they're right. Why? To Hayantiv Shachal Yos Achara Shabbos, because what do you do on Yantiv after Shabbos? V'yoma Rav Yakne. And Rav says Yakne. Somehow that proves that you don't make a new Birchas Hayayin? How does that prove anything? So, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says here, how does that prove it? Rashi says, and you didn't have to make two Birchas Hayayins. So just like you could use one for Kiddush and Havdalah, so too you could do one for Kiddush and Birchas Hamazon. That's how Rashi reads this question. And Tosfos says, that's not true, you do a Kiddush and Havdalah together. Of course you're having one. So Tosfos says, no, I think the Raya is that they didn't make a Takana to have Birchas Hayayin at the end. It must be that everything in the middle is not a Hefsik. So benching also would not be a Hefsik. But either way, you see, he's only one. That's why Ravashi says we don't hold like that. But back to the Gemara below, we don't think that's a raya anyway. Why? Hasam akar dati mi mishtaya. Over there, where you bench, you had a hesach hadas. Hachalo akar dati mi mishtaya. But here, you didn't have a hesach hadas, and therefore, that would be difference by yakne. So halacha l'maisa, we pass like the Talmidei Avraham. One berak per agafin during the meal, and you have to make a new one afterwards as well. By the way, Tosfos here in Dibur Maskil Rav Ashi asks, why do we make a second berak per agafin on the second coast by the Seder? We said a berak per agafin an hour ago. We never had Hesach Hadas. We're still sitting at the Seder. And also, why do we make, even more difficult of a question, why do we make a berak per agafin on coast number 4? Which we just made a berak per agafin on coast number 3 5 minutes ago. Fine, we make coast number 3 is right after benching. But what about coast 2 and 4? So Tosfos says, Asher Ga'alanu, once you start at the words Asher Ga'alanu, you're not allowed to drink during that bracha. So that's a hefsek, it's like Berachas Hamazon. That's what he says. Demaskin does Umikal Makom, but it's still Kiddush Makom Suda, as we spoke about 2 days ago, because it's all Chashav Haggadah, you're all creating the Lechem Oni. But either way, but really, that's a Machlokas Rishonim. Tosfos right here and the Rosh both hold 4 Borei Pri Agafins. 4 Borei Pri Agafins at the Seder. The Rif and the Rambam, 2 Borei Pri Agafins. Machlokas Mechaber and the Ramah. Svardim do not make Borei Pri Agafin on coast number 2 and coast number 4. And the Ramah quotes, no, we do. I'm not even sure if it's the Ramah. I don't remember. Yeah, the Ramah, where is it? Wrote it here. The Shulchan Aruch says, Tafayin Dalet. Mechaber and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, only brachas one, kosos 1 and 3 get a berak per agafin. And the Ramah says, Haminag ben Ashkenazim, lebarak bracha rishon akol kos v'kos. Because every kos is a separate mitzvah. And therefore, you would get a separate berak per agafin on each. But Tosfos is right here. Weiter, let's finish up. Kimata l'avdule. Back to the original story. They got up to make Avdullah come shami va'alagavuka mishraga. The servant got up and lit a torch from a candle. There was a candle already there, and he lit a torch. Amrle lamalachol kulehai amachashraga. We already have a candle. What do you need to light a torch for? Amrle shami midaiti denafshikavit. Oh, I don't know. He did it by himself. I didn't tell him to do it. Amrle ilo shami ale mine demar lo havi oven. If he wouldn't have heard you ever comment about it, he wouldn't have done it by himself. Come on. He must have done it with your backing. Amar Lei says, okay, you're right. Lo Saver Lemar, don't you hold of the following Avuka Lavdala Mitzvah and a Mufchar? It's a Lachadchila to have an Avuka, a torch, meaning more than one wick, right? That is why for a Havdalah candle, we have more than one wick. You see from here, by the way, it's not Me'ikar Adin, it's Mitzvah and a Mufchar. If you only have one candle, you could also use that for Havdalah. It's a Mitzvah and a Mufchar to use an Avuka. So Pasach V'yama, so that's why he says, okay, fine. If you look in the Mordechai here, he tries to discuss, why didn't he give him this answer in the first place? He said, I have no idea why he did that. Oh, come on. Okay, you're right. Okay, Mitzvah Nemovchar Avuka. Why did he do that? Okay. Pasach V'yamar, let's finish the story, though. See, he started saying, Pasach V'yamar, Hama Avdim Ben Kodesh Lechol, Ben Ha'ol Lechoshech, Ben Yisro Alamim, Ben Yomashvi Lesheshim Yamaseh. He said these 4 Avdolas. Amar Lei Lomei Lechol Kulei Hai. What are you saying so many Avdolas for? V'yamar Avdim Amar Rav, Hama Avdim Ben Kodesh Lechol, Zui Avdolas, Asher Avdim Nasi. Just say Ben Kodesh Lechol. What are you saying all these extra Avdolas for? Amar Lei Anoka Hasfir Lei. Why? Because I hold like the following. Damar Avalazar Amar Boshia. Hapoches Lo Yifchos Migil Vamosav Lo Yosav Al Zayin. You have to say between 3 and 7 Avdolas. So what did we say? 4. So Amar Lei V'hamar Lo Tosa Amar V'lo Sheva Amar. You didn't say 3 or 7. You said 4. And Tosfos says on top, and Mistoma, you should have 3 or 7. That's Keneged something. So you should have done 3 or 7, not 4. So Amar Lei, Ivra, you're right. Ben Yom Ashvila, Sheshim Yamaseh, Me'in Chasimahi. That last one doesn't count. Because that's just a summary before the bracha line. Like we have a halacha. You have to have a bracha meina. You have to finish a meina chasima. So that one really doesn't count. Period. Even though we do say that one in Atachon Antanu. Right, we do that one in Atachon Antanu. That's what the Ran and other Rishonim here say. Whether you should leave out that line from Atachon Antanu. But either way, we might say once it's a kavuas a nusach, that's what we use. One final point, and that is, so we know, we use an avuka lechadchila. That's why the Ran here says you say ma'orei ha'esh, because it's an avuka. The interesting shaila is, what happens, you always have a havdalah candle, but it comes up sometimes, like we've been talking, when Yontif is on Sunday, What do you use for Avdallah? So what many people do is you take 2 candles that you lit, and then you put them together, and then you say Barmereish, then you stand them back up. That's a machlokas aposkim, whether that's appropriate or not. It's machlokas aposkim. Why? What's the problem? The pshash could be that when you separate the 2 fires from each other, that's kibui. that's a little kibui on Yontif. You're allowed to add fire on Yontif, not allowed to be mechabeh. So that's the 2 days. Whatever one does is fine. But the Shmir Shabbos quote, that you should do this. Be'eshema, this is in Perek Samach Beis. Be'eshema varech ala ner b'motzi Shabbos liyantif, yachzik shnei neru smuchim zelazeh, kidei sheyiu la'avuka. Avol gam yeishno agim l'varech motzi Shabbos, e'la al shnei nerus yechidim, mi'beli la'asmicham zelazeh. O afilu l'varech rach ala ner yechidi sh'al ha'shulchan. Ubevadai shal yechabez erav dola. Obviously, you don't put it out like you do it on a regular motzi Shabbos. And he quotes in the footnotes, v'shamati b'rishlomo Zalman, the tzarachin im mutter lahadzlik biyantiv rak bishul hider shal avuka. Can you make a new one? That's not really ochel nefesh. Okay, but he quotes this different days of he quotes this the one that asur min hagi chabad at the end of Shulchan Aruch Harav. It's nira kikibui. Okay, either way, important discussions. We will stop here. Again, remember, we're almost at, still going to our next goal in terms of our building project. Those we've had many, many donations, Baruch Hashem, from listeners. Feel free if you haven't joined in to this, to our mitzvah, nofeyashemesh.com, nofeyashemesh.org. Feel free to join us. We have a couple $1,000s left till, to reach our next goal. And Baruch Hashem, we'll be able to do it with everyone's help together in the mitzvah building a Mikdash Ma'at here in Eretz Yisrael. Okay.